This is Grace with Direction Home.
Hi, Grace. This is Nikki again from Rhonda's house.
Yes.
Hey, did Kelly call you?
Yes. Yep, I was able to get all the information. I'm submitting the referral.
Oh, perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay, so you're going to, because I like to put these in my notes, you're going to submit her referral, and then someone will, there will be an appointment set to go out and see her, correct?
Yes, yes. So somebody will be reaching out to Kelly within the next few business days to schedule that with her.
Okay, so I have someone else. Her name is Cassandra Kinney. Yeah, called in yesterday, and someone from our office was on the phone with Direction Home, but then the phone had cut out. So I just wanted to call back to make sure they have the information.
What was her name?
Sandra Kinney, K-E-N-N-E-Y.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me look this up. What was her first name? You said Sandra or Cassandra?
Cassandra. C-A-S-S-A-N-D-R-A. I'm trying to read this person's writing, but...
Let me see. I don't see anything in here, but you gave them all their information?
That's what the lady here told me that she did. If not, I'll just give you her information. It's on this paper.
Well, I'm just trying to see, just because I know we did. We got a lot of calls yesterday, so then let me ask to see.
Okay. And I can give you her birthday if that helps you.
I'll get her information just in case. We do have some of our staff that's on lunch right now, but someone might have got to it yesterday. They just didn't get into putting the note in yet just because we were a little bit busy.
Okay.
So let me get the information just in case, and then I'll follow up, and if no one did it, I'll put it in. What's her date of birth?
It is 5/27/67. Looks like they got her social too, which I think that's her social.
What's her social?
Yes, I make these numbers out. I should have never said that. I think this is 17/25/82/434. That's too many numbers.
Let me see. How do you spell her last name?
It looks like it's K-E-N-N. That might be an E-Y or just a Y. Cassandra, first name. This is some bad handwriting on this paper.
Okay, I-N-N.
Kenny. Yeah, K-E-N-N. Like I said, I can't tell what that is. That's just a Y or an E-Y. I didn't take this call.
Is she at 1630 Cary Drive, Southwest?
Yes.
Is she needing help with personal care?
Yes, and it says she's going to need a shower chair.
Okay.
Help. Trash being taken out. Meals.
Do you have transportation?
We, that's not a question that we ask. Oh, sorry.
Okay, that's fine. And then do you know any of her current diagnosis?
There's none on here. They didn't write nothing on here.
Okay. That's okay. So since she's under 60, it would be for the Ohio Home Care Waiver. Like I said, when people get back from lunch, I'll follow up to see if anyone got it, and if not, I'll go ahead and send this through and send it into Medicaid for the Ohio Home Care Waiver.
Ohio Care, okay. And then you'll, someone, like you just told me with Kelly, someone will call her, set up an appointment.
Oh, yeah, sorry. What's her phone number?
234-980-1961.
Okay, yep. And then since it's Ohio Home Care Waiver, the agency CareStar reaches out to schedule, and they're the one that case manages the program.
Okay.
All right, so I'll go ahead and get this in for her.
Thank you so much.
Yep, no problem. Have a good one.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.